This Tour SA radio destination takes us to the Eyre Peninsula, up to Woodna. How's it going, Craig Midgley, the representative from the Woodna District Council?
Ben, we're well.
Excellent to hear. Now, there is so much stuff happening right across Woodna at the moment, including, and I'm really excited about this, the upcoming first, basically, it's the first play, if you will, of Guitars and Bars in a regional area. Now, this is a big Adelaide thing, but it's finally coming to the country.
That's right. We're very excited to host an event of the Adelaide Guitar Festival this year, the Guitars and Bars event. It's going to be hosted at the Woodna Community Club on Saturday 29th of June, and it's last Saturday in June. Got a number of guitarists from across the Eyre Peninsula coming through to the Woodna Club, showcasing their works, including an Adelaide-based band that's just coming up as well, the Family Bush Dance, they call themselves. But it's a bit more than bush dancing. It's a romping, stomping rock and roll, and yeah, really good time for people to come along, see some really great guitar work, and for those who are into guitars and who like guitar music, obviously, it'll be a great night for some good traditional rock and roll, but also a chance to see some local guitarists as well who are strutting their stuff around the stage and showcasing their work.
That'll be absolutely excellent. I'm so excited because it's going to just be enormous. Like, it's just such a huge event to bring to the Eyre Peninsula, and, you know, to get it down to the Woodna Community Club from 6 p.m, that's going to be absolutely massive.
6 p.m. for dinner and dancing till late is what we're saying. So, good chance for people to get along, have a good time, and it's just the end of the financial year, it's end of seeding, we've had a big drought communities funding program happening here with a lot of people involved with running some big projects out across the township and across the district. Both Minipa, Kynecutter have had projects, Warrumboo, and of course here in Woodna, there's been some fairly significant projects running out that have really been aimed at stimulating the local economy and getting things moving and getting a lot of tradies involved in work, and it's just been a great opportunity to the Guitars and Bars event. Will be a great opportunity for people to just sit back and see what we've done over the last 6 months and really have a good time.
Fantastic. And there's a bunch of other stuff a little bit closer. So Guitars and Bars happening at the Woodna Community Club from 6:30 until late. That's on Saturday the 29th. The weekend prior, Picnic at Pildapa Rock. This is going to be huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's certainly big for the and it's big for the Minipa community and the Minipa Progress Association. They host a picnic at Pildapa Rock, a bit like Picnic at Hanging Rock, but with a local slant. But we hope not to lose anyone that weekend, and it's a chance for people to come along again, celebrate the end of seeding. There's been a lot of projects happening in Minipa over the last 6 months, including the restoration of the local pool. We've been doing a restoration of the sports club. They've knocked over the old hall in town and they're building a village green and a few other projects as well. And so it's a chance again for that community and others who are interested in Minipa to get out to Pildapa Rock, have a picnic.
Yeah, too right. It's a great spot to be pulled up. I mean, you know, from camping overnight or, you know, going out for the picnic itself, it's definitely a good spot to be on the 23rd of June. That's a Sunday.
Next Sunday, basically. Not this Sunday, next Sunday week. So,
exactly.
Yeah, and so if you're travelling in the region and you're wanting to see some fantastic sights, Pildapa, as well as Charcutter Rock and Mount Woodna and Polder, we've got some great recreation reserves out in this area for people to either get out and visit, or if they've got the camper van on the back, stay a few nights and have some really relaxing and unique experiences.
Yeah, bloody oath. And of course, if anyone's keen to find out a little bit more, best place is probably to head to either your Facebook page. Just look up
Woodna. Facebook
Woodna.
Page. Also head to our Visitor Information Centre, which is located on the Eyre Highway, and they've got a Facebook page and or the council's website as well.
And that's Woodna, woodna.sa.gov.au. And you've got pretty much all the details and, of course, all the links as well up there.
That's correct. So, yep, a lot on over the next few weeks. And there's always a lot on in the district in terms of if people are travelling and visiting the area. There's always great spots to get out and explore, not only in Woodna and District and Minipa, but also out to the Gawler Ranges as well.
Yeah, 100%. Craig Midgley, thank you so much for joining us here on this and filling us in as to some of the stuff going on in the Woodna District for Tour SA Radio.
Thank you very much, Ben.